From NPR and WNYC, live from the Castro Theater in San Francisco, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. We're here at the San Francisco Comedy Festival, SF Sketchfest, and we have a great show for you, some very special guests, Mythbusters Adam Savage, and from NBC's Community, Danny Pudi. Now, please welcome a man who is half hipster, half hippie, 100% organic, free-range, and biodegradable, our farm-to-stage, one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Colton.
Hello.
Our first guest has his Fitbit on the pulse of the Silicon Valley. I'm talking about tech columnist for the New York Times, Farhad Manju. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi, good to be here.
As someone who's writing tech stuff, I'm sure you're getting a lot of the new gadgets or finding out about new great tech trends. Is there anything that is on the horizon that would, like, blow our minds?
No, not blow your minds, but, like, annoy you.
I think good. That's perfect.
Yeah. You know, like Google Glass, for example.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to get annoyed by it, but I think we're going to be using things like that.
Wearable technology. We're just going to completely absorb it into
our
lifestyle.
Yeah, we're just going to... Every part of the internet is going to be integrated into your body.
Ugh.
Now, by absolute coincidence, we found a very worthy opponent for you. He considers himself the self-appointed fact-checker for your former employer, Slate.com, and claims to have read almost everything Slate has published since the year 2000. Please welcome Robert Aros Harmon. Have you guys met before?
Oh, we have, yes.
You have a long history?
No, we've met, and he has submitted several corrections of my articles.
Now, you go by Aros, which is a nickname.
Yes.
Is that a nickname that you have given yourself?
I always say it chose me. So originally, I was just going by my first initial, R. And then I rejiggered my macOS computer to say, welcome to ROS, Aros. So the computer's name was Aros. And when I moved to the West Coast, people already knew me from online, from logging into like IRC channels. Login
sure,
from
sure.
Aros.resident. And you know, I mean, it's a lot less common than Michael.
I was not expecting that story.
Yeah, that was... This game is kind of made for the two of you in the sense that you will love it, and it will probably drive you a little nuts, because it's called Yahoo Seriously? Because once upon a time, if you didn't know anything, you had to go to a library and find a book and read it, and that would be your definitive answer. But now, of course, all you have to do is turn to the internet, and the problem with the internet is that it's full of self-appointed experts. We are going to ask you to identify famous historical figures. But the catch is, we're only going to give you information we sourced from Yahoo Answers.
Oh, awesome.
That we like to call the internet's most semi-helpful information resource. So for an example, let's welcome our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
Hey, Ophira.
Hey, Art.
So on Yahoo Answers, a contributor described one famous figure as the, quote, dead guy with crazy hair because he invented physics. Of course, he was referring to Albert Einstein.
So we've edited down the comments and corrected some, but not all, of the grammar. But these are actual posts by actual people to actual questions on Yahoo Answers. So ring in when you know who we're talking about, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Okay.
Here's your first question. His nonviolence was a powerful tool. He captured the hearts and imagination of a nation. He once stopped a national riot just by refusing to eat. Wish we could all do that and have it work. Farhad.
Gandhi?
Yeah! She was a real person. She died a while ago. She was a cook and mostly known for massaging chickens. She was very funny. Aros.
Julia Child?
Exactly. I think he was a rabble-rouser in Cuba and helped the communist revolution there, but he got killed by the CIA, I think. I mean, I'm pretty sure, but I might be wrong. Aros.
I'm going to go with Che Guevara.
You're going to go with correct. It's a band, but also a person. The Archduke of Austria-Hungary, who was assassinated, causing World War I. Aros.
Franz Ferdinand.
Yes. Also, JFK was a film and perhaps a president. She was a scientist who helped discover X-rays. Sorry, I can't say more. I wish I could. I think she won the Nobel Peace Prize. Aros.
Marie Curie?
Yes.
Yeah, you really only had to hear she was a scientist on that one.
Well, that's you. That is what you only need to hear. I don't understand, too. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't say more. But like, is there a gun to your head while you were typing your Yahoo answer?
You're typing in an answer for free. You don't even know what you're talking about. Don't apologize.
And then if you don't know, just type it in something else. But yeah, right. You've got the whole internet right. To figure it out. This is your last question. He sounds like a guy who invented the vanilla strawberry chocolate ice cream in the same container combo.
Shall we guess? I mean, it has something to do with Neapolitan.
Yeah, see, you're too smart. You're being a little too smart right now.
Sound it out. Sound it out.
Napoleon.
Farhad, you got it.
Very good.
A small but powerful container. All right, Art, how did our contestants do?
Looked like all that fact-checking panned out because Oros is our winner.
Congratulations, Aros. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Farhad. You were an amazing contestant for us.
Oh, thanks.